This is lateral indicating follow-up progress note patient in field, FIELDS, field, Jamal, JML, date of birth 3/17/1988, place, future case, Charles Village, date of service 7/15/2023. It's a follow-up in the rehab unit, today progress note subjective, no shortness breath, no headache, no dizziness, patient doing very well with physical therapy, and patient, my mother is visiting today also. She's at the bedside. Patient has no complaint. And he has been seeing the social worker also in the preparation for discharge planning next week and also being followed by the physical therapy closely. And today he has no complaint, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, patient has hypertension, history of alcohol abuse. Patient had a hemorrhagic stroke, status post decompression, hemicraniotomy in April 2023. Decompression hemicraniotomy in April 27, 2023. Right hemiplegia, history of schizophrenia, hypertension, polysubstance abuse, history of bilateral lower extremity DVT, history of back surgery in the past. We have system of headache, no dizziness, no throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, joint unit, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, and cooperative, has expressive aphasia, dysarthria, his blood pressure is 114/78, pulse 70, temperature 97.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 per minute, pulse of 98%, body weight 212.6 pounds. Next, he has a helmet on the scalp, head, and next up on the LD, chest, not tender, lungs, three of the region, heart, SMS2, abdomen, soft, not tender, some faster extremity. Trace edema, but no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, right side, hemiplegia.
Tommy
had just put it on her, and I just put her in the
pool, and it came off. Her blood sugar went over 400.
Assessment.
The only thing I
patient is admitted with the ambulatory dysfunction, deconditioning with multiple medical problem, hemorrhagic stroke, right, next and right hemiplegia, next line. Expressive aphasia due to CVA, next line hypertension, next line. History of substance abuse, next line. History of lower extremity DVT. History of dysphagia with recovery, tolerating PO diet at this point. Status post craniotomy. Plan of care will continue all this kind of medication. Care plan discussed with the patient and the mother at the bedside.